Associates. This is our town. 7:53, 7 minutes ahead of 8 o'clock. It's time now for the Point of Law. The Point of Law is brought to you by the law firm of Yost, Schaefersman, Lamb, Hillis, Mitchell, Schultz, Hartman, and Wilson. That is the Yost Law Firm at 81 West 5th Street. Call 721-6160 or go to yostlawfirm.com on the World Wide Web.
Is an observer working with special instruments on an airplane a member of the plane's crew? Rosemary's future hung on the answer to that question in the case of the fateful flight. I'm Curtis Howard with today's Point of Law.
If you've been injured on the job, in a vehicle accident, or injured in some other difficult situation, Yost Law Firm is your legal firm. Yost Schaefersman, Lamb, Hillis, Mitchell, Schultz, and Hartman are known for their depth of expertise in litigation, aggressiveness in the courtroom, as well as their breadth of abilities in the areas of business legal matters, estate planning, and family law. Nick Lamb, Bob Hillis, Dave Mitchell, Tim Schultz, David Hartman, and Spencer Wilson will help get you through any legal matter. Visit YostLawFirm.com or call 402-721-6160 for professional legal counsel since 1947.
Rosemary Ellis was a junior in college and doing quite well. Her brother Bill was a geologist and made good money working for an oil and mineral exploration company. The two had been orphaned while quite young, and Bill had taken the responsibility for his sister's education and well-being. As adults, he continued to do so and had named her as the beneficiary of his life insurance policy. The broker who sold him the policy said it would pay $100,000 in the case of natural death and double for accidental death. But, he said, the double indemnity clause is void if the accident occurs while you are a pilot, officer, or crew member of an airplane. A year later, Bill was sent on a special assignment to study possible oil field sites in the Rocky Pass region of the state, an area only accessible by air. The equipment Bill needed was fitted into an airplane, and he spent the next few weeks manning that equipment as the plane flew over the mountains. All went well until a sudden storm came up and drove the light plane into a mountain peak. After her brother's death, Rosemary received a settlement of $100,000 from the insurance company, and Rosemary quickly filed suit, asking that the double indemnity clause be upheld. Her attorney argued that Bill had died as the result of an accident, and that even though it had happened on an airplane, Bill was not a member of the plane's crew. He was an employee of the oil company, doing his own job and manning his own equipment. The insurance company insisted that Bill was, in fact, technically a part of the crew of the plane, since he was, quote, rendering services in the furtherance of the enterprise, unquote. Therefore, they were only liable for $100,000. What did the court decide about this fateful flight? We'll hear in a minute.
If you've been injured on the job, in a vehicle accident, or injured in some other difficult situation, Yost Law Firm is your legal firm. Yost Schaefersman, Lamb, Hillis, Mitchell, Schultz, and Hartman are known for their depth of expertise in litigation, aggressiveness in the courtroom, as well as their breadth of abilities in the areas of business legal matters, estate planning, and family law. Nick Lamb, Bob Hillis, Dave Mitchell, Tim Schultz, David Hartman, and Spencer Wilson will help get you through any legal matter. Visit YostLawFirm.com or call 402-721-6160 for professional legal counsel since 1947.
Is an observer working with special instruments on an airplane a member of the plane's crew? No, according to a federal court. The recording instruments Bill was using had nothing to do with the plane's operation. He took no part in the flying, navigating, or servicing of the plane. Therefore, Rosemary was entitled to double indemnity. It's a Point of Law.
The Point of Law brought to you today by the law firm of Yost, Schaefersman, Lamb, Hillis, Mitchell,